work with. Log on townandcountryrc.com to apply. That's townandcountryrc.com. Learn new skills and advance your career today with Town & Country TV and Appliance.
We have reached our low so far for the day, 14 degrees below zero. We do have some school-related reminders. River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Ithaca and Wauseka Steuben, have a two-hour delay today. The Highland School District will be closed today. The AP News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Maybe you got snow or a dangerous Arctic air blast, sub-freezing temperatures. Mother Nature's letting much of the nation have it. Patrick Brigham is in Milwaukee.
It's cold. Starting to freeze already. Mm-hmm. I came out last night. I was out here two times last night, and it still kept snowing. So underneath it's starting to freeze, so I want to get it out before it turns to ice.
He talked to WISN-TV. The National Weather Service's Zach Taylor.
Upwards of 150 million Americans are on some sort of wind chill headline for that dangerous cold and wind.
So the question now, as Iowa gears up for its leadoff caucuses, will the severe weather keep the voters away? The AP's Donna Warder.
Voting in the Iowa caucuses begins tonight. Caucus participants will gather at some 1,500 locations to debate their options before casting secret ballots. Iowan Jill Cameron tells Sky News she's supporting former President Donald Trump.
I'm really into pro-life and pro-country, and I think we need to shut our borders.
Drew Klein has been canvassing for former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
We know that we have a substantially higher lift, you know, as far as actually driving turnout, persuading voters, any of those efforts, when we can speak to them face-to-face.
Haley stands in the way of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for second place. Haley and DeSantis have competed aggressively in recent weeks. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. says it shot down a Houthi missile headed toward an American destroyer in the Red Sea on Sunday. Palestinian authorities say more than 24,000 people have now died in Gaza as Israel continues its strikes, payback for Hamas's attack. This is AP News. And now, the entertainment update, including tonight's Emmys.
The Emmys will be held Monday after a four-month delay from the Hollywood writers and actors strike. Producer Jesse Collins says one of the joys of working with host Anthony Anderson is he knows a lot of celebrities.
We're waiting on the rep, and he said, oh, no, I'm going to call him. And the person answered the phone like, hey, Anthony. And he's like, you want to do the Emmys?
It's one small step for man.
The Television Academy has put the 1969 Apollo moon landing at the top of its list of the 75 most impactful television moments. Also making the list are Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech and the Beatles on The Ed Sullivan Show. The ludicrously capacious bag from the series Succession sold at auction over the weekend for more than $18,000. Heritage Auctions in Dallas says Roman Roy's pink note cards for his father's funeral sold for $25,000. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Dad, are we there yet? I wonder what went through my dad's head when I asked that question so many years ago. Think about it, Tim. If we were there, I would have stopped driving. Hello? Are we there yet? There's an anticipation exploding from that question. We imagine images of what is waiting for us when we reach our destination. What will we see? Who will be there to greet us? What kind of adventures will we have? The question also implies that we know we haven't arrived yet. We could settle for what we've experienced already and be okay, but we have this inner sense that there must be more. If we stop driving forward, we will never experience what is meant to be. The Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Are we there yet? No, but someday we will be. So keep driving on. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
The Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are definitely in a deep freeze here across southwest Wisconsin and all of the Midwest. In fact, this cold snap runs across much of the eastern two-thirds of the country. It's going to be a long-lasting one all the way through this upcoming week, so be sure to have all those warm clothes handy and protect yourself as you go out to battle the bitter cold wind chills. It will be a pretty dry week, though hardly any major weather systems coming through the middle of the country. Looks like a weak disturbance could pass north of us Tuesday night into Wednesday morning with some flurries in northern Wisconsin. Another system passing south of us Thursday evening into early Friday could bring a few snow showers, mainly up through Iowa and Illinois, but a slight chance here. Otherwise, we are looking forward to a warmer pattern moving in by the end of next weekend, and the warmer air sticking around into that following week. Temperatures have a pretty good chance of getting up into the 30s, a bit of a January thaw. Otherwise, that forecast for today, wind chill advisory through noon today, then again from 6 p.m. this evening through noon tomorrow, for wind chills as low as 25 to 30 below zero. Partly sunny, very chilly today, high of 2, west wind between 8 and 18 miles per hour. Just a few clouds tonight, low near 12 below zero, with a west wind up to 10. Partly sunny tomorrow, high once again near 2, west-southwest wind 10 to 20. Tomorrow night, variably cloudy, low 8 below zero. Wednesday, partly sunny, slightly warmer, with a high of 12. Heading into Thursday, clouds increase, low 5 below, high of 10. Small chance of light snow showers Thursday night. Friday, decreasing clouds, still cold, low 4 below zero, with a high near 8. Saturday, partly cloudy, low 10 below, with a high of 13. And Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy and warmer, low 3 below zero, with a high near 24. You have yourself a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you.
Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature not getting any warmer. 13 degrees below zero. That's after a high yesterday of one above. The record high for this day, 56 in 1974, while the record low is 38 below zero in 1963. Last year's high was 41 and the low 27. Sunset will happen at 4:51 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 7:31. In the cancellation department today, the Highland School District will not be having school today. Also, 2 hours late, that remains the case for River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Ithaca, and Waseca Steuben. We've heard that Dance Elite morning classes are canceled today. No Dance Elite classes this morning. Also, the Spring Green Community Food Pantry is moved to next Monday instead, and Simple Elegance will be closed until Tuesday. Right now, after a low of 14 below, it is 13 degrees on the minus side.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Sports Time is coming up, sponsored by Napa Auto of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, we'll look at the high school sports schedule for a few area teams and schools this week. Details as well on a big Packer win and a Bucks buzzer beater as well.
Richland Center and Boscobel, the Napa store in your community, is your go-to destination for top-notch tools, and we're proud to be locally owned. Milwaukee Tools enthusiasts, listen up. Now is the perfect time to gear up. Buy $300 worth and get a $50 gift card. Spend $400 and get a $100 gift card. Or splurge on $500 and receive an impressive $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. High school boys basketball games in the area tonight. Lafarge is at Nisita and Dodgeville at Blackhawk. In girls basketball, Cuba City at Southwestern. Darlington travels to Mineral Point. Argyle Pecatonica at Benton. Kickaboo travels to Boscobel. Fenimore at Lancaster. Iowa Grant at DeSoto. Wanakee plays Sauk Prairie this afternoon at 2:20 in the Mount Horeb Classic. Riverdale is at Wanewalk Center this evening in girls basketball, and Highland will travel to Ithaca. That game will be held tonight, weather permitting. Our plan is to broadcast that one on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The week is going to be a busy one, weather permitting, for lots of area schools. For the Bulldogs, not only tonight's girls basketball outing, but the Ithaca boys will travel to Waseca Steuben for a game coming up tomorrow night. The Ithaca West wrestling team will be at River Valley for a triangular coming up on Thursday of this week. And boys basketball and girls basketball to end out the week for Ithaca as well. For the Richland Center boys basketball team, their next game is coming up Tuesday night when they will take on Wisconsin Heights. The Richland Center girls basketball team will host River Valley on Thursday. The Richland Center boys basketball team will be at Lancaster on Friday, and Richland Center's wrestling team will host a triangular coming up on Friday night before the Richland Center girls will host an invitational coming up on Saturday. For River Valley, they will be involved in action coming up tomorrow night. The River Valley girls and boys basketball teams will remain busy. There will be boys basketball against Wisconsin Dells tomorrow night, and the River Valley girls will be at Darlington. Later on this week, the River Valley wrestling team will be in action as they get back to it, and the River Valley girls basketball team, as mentioned, will take on Richland Center. River Valley boys will take on Prairie du Chien. That's on Friday, and gymnastics will be at Westby at the end of this week. The Riverdale teams, as we had mentioned, the Riverdale girls will be involved in a girls basketball matchup tonight against Waniwok Center. That is a 7 o'clock start time for the varsity game this evening. The Riverdale boys basketball team will host Darlington on Tuesday night, and on Thursday night, the Riverdale girls will host Darlington. The Riverdale wrestling team will have an invite coming up on Friday evening, while the Riverdale boys will be at Iowa Grant. Also on Friday. So a very busy high school sports week. Aaron Jones rushed for 3 touchdowns, and quarterback Jordan Love passed for 3 more. Throw in a pick 6 by safety Darnell Savage, and you have a 48-32 Packers victory over Dallas yesterday in a game that was not as close as the score sounds. The Cowboys had won 16 straight home games before Sunday's shocker. Romeo Doubs had a career-high 151 receiving yards and one of Love's touchdown passes. Luke Musgrave and Dontavian Wicks had the others for the Packers. Jordan Love spoke about the win.
It was fun. Just being in the locker room right there, it's a great environment to be in. You know, I'm just can't say enough how proud I am of everybody in the locker room. You know, it's been a long season. We've been counted out a lot of the season, so just the way everybody keeps battling, keeps competing, getting better, and obviously putting on great performances like tonight. So it's a great feeling.
It took a team effort.
Man, I think it just shows what we're all about as a team. Like I said, we've been counted out so many times, and I don't know. I think it was just a great team win tonight. All 3 phases were able to step up, and, you know, when we're playing complimentary ball like that, I think we're tough to beat.
Aaron Jones returned to his native state of Texas. He talked about beating the team that he grew up watching.
I feel like this is kind of how we got into football. I mean, this was my dad's team. This was my team growing up. You know, you always want to be like your father, so that's how that became my team. Emmitt Smith was my favorite running back. My first jersey was a 22, and I got the chance to speak to him before the game, so that was special to me as well. And then my dad did get to see me play here my rookie year, but other than that, he hadn't, and I know he was in there tonight. So Dallas is a special place to me, just a full circle moment.
Green Bay travels to San Francisco Saturday night to meet the 49ers in the divisional round. Jared Goff threw for a touchdown and completed a game-sealing first down against the team that cast him away, and the Detroit Lions won a playoff game for the first time in 32 years, beating Matthew Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams 24-23. The Lions ended a 9-game postseason losing streak, the longest in NFL history, that dated back to a victory over Dallas January 5th, 1992. Detroit will have two home playoff games for the first time in franchise history, hosting either Tampa Bay or Philadelphia in the divisional round next Sunday. Stafford threw for 367 yards for the Rams. Tonight, it's 2 games because of the bad weather over the weekend. Pittsburgh and Buffalo move to today. That's a 3:30 kickoff time, followed tonight at 7:15 by Philadelphia at Tampa Bay. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says he isn't ready to discuss the future of coach Mike McCarthy, quarterback Dak Prescott, or anything else after a stunning playoff loss to Green Bay. Jones says the 48-32 wildcard loss at home is one of the biggest surprises since he has been involved in sports. Dallas is looking at 29 years since the franchise's last trip to the NFC Championship game. It was the 1995 season when the Cowboys won their 5th Super Bowl title. Dak Prescott supports his coach and says his play should be a part of the question about the future as well. A 30-footer at the buzzer by clutch performer Damian Lillard gave the Bucks a 143-142 overtime win against Sacramento Sunday night. A 3rd straight victory improves Milwaukee's record to 28-12, 2.5 games behind Boston in the Eastern Conference standings. Lillard finished with 29 points in the contest.
You know, Fox was kind of trailing the play, and he kind of got back in front of me because I slowed down. I knew I wasn't going inside the 3-point line, so he kind of got back in front of me, and I I just changed direction and went into space, you know, and that's all I was looking for, is just get into space where I can get a good look at the rim, and I did, and, you know, it was a pretty comfortable shot.
Lillard says it was a big one for the team.
These are the kind of games where you don't want to let them slip. You know, it's a home game, a quality win against a good team, second night of a back-to-back, and we, you know, was pretty much in the driver's seat the whole game. So these are the ones you got to have. You know, you get to March and in April, and you look back, and these are the games where you're like, man, we let that one slip. We let this one slip. So this was a great one to have.
Giannis Antetokounmpo had a triple-double with 27 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Chris Middleton was held out as his team played for the third time in 4 days. The Bucks are back in action at Cleveland coming up on Wednesday. Denver was a winner over Indiana, 117-109. Miami, 104. Charlotte, 87. Minnesota beat the Clippers, 109-105. And Phoenix over Portland, 127-116. Marquette will try to win recent struggles that have cost the team 3 losses in the last 5 games. Although still rated high, the Golden Eagles have already matched their 3 Big East Conference losses of last season. They get set to do battle against Villanova, that game coming up tonight. The Badger men's basketball winning streak reached 6 in a row after Saturday's 71-63 home victory over Northwestern. Max Klesman scored a career-high 24 to help Wisconsin remain the only undefeated team in Big Ten Conference games. The visiting Wildcats never led in the second half, but they did tie the score with just over 4 minutes to go, with Northwestern fouling in the closing minute. Chucky Hepburn and A.J. Storr protected the lead by hitting key free throws. The Badgers go on the road Tuesday for a game at Penn State. Yesterday, it was Maryland over Illinois, 76-67. And the Badger women's hockey team extended its winning streak to 5 in a row with a weekend sweep of St. Thomas. The Badgers beat the Tommies Sunday by a score of 5-1. The Badger women play at Minnesota State Friday and Saturday. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. From Jones Chevrolet Buick, Chevy, find new roads. Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance is here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service from Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance. Inspired Innovations wants you to love your look with a manicure or pedicure, or the latest in hair services. Or with the help of Inspired Innovations, relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep, located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
100.9 WRCO. Rolling the bar, me and my crew, their little plan to get me over you. They hooking me up, yeah, buying me drinks with 1,000 girls
There's just one thing, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you in my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey boy, come dance with me, stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck by the light of a midnight moon. Baby, I see you. Don't know what you did, but you done it good. You don't know how bad that I wish I could delete you from my phone, find a girl and take her home. But there's just one thing wrong, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you and my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey boy, come dance with me, stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck by the light. Stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck by the light of the midnight moon. Baby, I see you. Baby, I see you. Baby, I see you.
Luke Bryan on WRCO FM 100.9. School is 2 hours late for the River Valley District, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Ithaca, and Wazika-Steuben. School is closed at Highland. Dance Elite morning dance classes are canceled for today. Be aware, right now, WRCO, it is 13 below zero. I'm sure you're aware of that if you're heading out today. You.
inside each other's hearts, inside each other's hearts.
Speakers and our pickups, running from a little bit of growing up. Never
hope you're having a great Monday from WRCO Radio. Our trivia question of the day is coming up in a little bit. This story was passed around a little bit over the weekend, but really a cool one. The Wisconsin woman whose car was stuck in a snowbank says she got some sports celebrity muscle from Jordan Love. Lucy Karowski says it happened Friday in De Pere near Green Bay. She says her vehicle was stuck as she left the hair appointment she had. Karowski says Love pushed the car, but it wasn't enough to budge it. She called a timeout and said friends were on the way. Nonetheless, Karowski says Jordan Love's assistant showed he's more than just a strong player on the field. Very nice of him to do that. It would not have been nice had we heard in the injury report of the weekend, yeah, Jordan Love tweaked something in his back while he was trying to push the car from the snow, you know? Might not have been able to perform as well yesterday, but no, that's a good story. I'd like to hear that over the weekend from WRCO. Stay tuned for some notes on today, the celebrity side, and again, the trivia question of the day.
What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning? Before anything goes wrong, there's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew. I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What time of day?
What time of day?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the noontime with the bright sun shining on? He's taking the morning dew, he's taking the shadows too. I can sing I love you, and there's no doubt you love me too. What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the evening while the whole world sings along? Darkness has finally come, and the day is finally done, and everybody's having fun, but you're still my only one. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What time of day?
What time of day?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the nighttime when we're finally all alone? And the only still small voice I can hear is your sweet voice. You're my only choice, so it makes my heart rejoice. What time of day?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the morning while we're still all alone? There's only me and you, and a honeysuckle dew. And I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What time of day?
What time of day?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the morning?
What time of day?
Should I sing it in the noontime? Should I sing it in the evening?
One of those mornings, I'm three coffees deep, trying to cure an old hangover. It's gonna be a rough one, had a little too much fun. Hell, it hurts getting older. I can't drink like I used to, swore I'd never do last night ever again. But it starts with a text from a friend that says the band is going on at 10. And then I'm back at the bar, shooting the whiskey, tipping over tipsy, throwing down 20s. I'm back at the bar, an amateur porn star, no good at throwing darts, but I'll shoot the bullet and hit the maker's mark. I don't want to hear a last call, I'm having a good time, tomorrow's gonna be hard. I'm back at the bar, bar. Proven's loaded, Gator is ticking his time. Got an ice pack from the freezer. Ain't anything greasier than drive-through fast food french fries. Can't recover like I used to. Swore I'd never do last night ever again. But it's my buddy's birthday. Yeah, we gotta celebrate. Throw some B12s back. And like that, like that. I'm back at the bar. Shooting the whiskey. Tipping over tipsy. Throwing down 20s. I'm back at the bar. An amateur pool shark. No good at throwing darts. But I'll shoot the bullet and hit the maker's mark. I don't want to hear last call. I'm having a good time. Tomorrow's gonna be hard. I'm back at the bar.
Landon Parker on WRCO. Some cold weather games over the weekend. The Chiefs and Dolphins played the fourth coldest game in NFL history Saturday night. The temperature at kickoff was minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit, making it the coldest game in Arrowhead Stadium history. The wind chill was minus 27. The previous record at Arrowhead was 1 degree, set in 1983 against Denver and matched in 2016 against Tennessee. The wild card playoff game between the Chiefs and Dolphins became only the fifth postseason game ever played in sub-zero temperatures. The coldest game in league history remains minus 13 for the 1967 NFL Championship when the Packers beat the Cowboys at Lambeau Field in the game that became known as the Ice Bowl. Remember that Richland County snowmobile trails are now open, according to the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance. Please take it easy on the trails. Reduce speed, and adhering to trail markings will help maintain good trail conditions and also certainly will keep the landowners happy as well. Now, the Richland Center landfill is closed today to observe the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And Avoca and Rural EMS will host a spaghetti supper that goes on from 4:30 until 8 or until gone at the Avoca Village Hall tonight. The meal, which includes all-you-can-eat spaghetti with meat sauce or marinara sauce, side salad, garlic toast, dessert, and drink, is $10 or $5 for children 7 and under.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
The Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
11 degrees below zero. We were as cold as minus 14 But now a heat wave coming in with blue skies and sunshine right now. I'll tell you, especially if you're driving around, a good thing might be to grab some sunglasses because, I'm not complaining because it's nice to have the sunshine, but it is certainly a lot brighter coming off the snowfall and that glare to deal with. We have our trivia question of the day in just a moment. It is sponsored by Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build your own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
8:45, and your chance to win a delicious sub of the day, a 6-inch sub of the day from Subway, if you know the right answer, this very day, January 15th, 1974, Happy Days debuted on television. I remember I was there. I'm sure I was skipping out of chores to watch that. Jim, that kid's just sitting there watching TV. What do you do? But now that kid is still asking trivia questions about it 50 years later. But anyway, here's the question. What was the name of the high school that Richie, Potsy, and Ralph attended? The name of the high school on Happy Days that Richie, Potsy, and Ralph attended. 608-647-4155.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years, I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching.
fishing, have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
A great story from Blake Shelton, one of the last songs written by Hoyt Axton. And I always thought that song could have been a movie as well. I mean, the song tells the story and paints a picture well, but I always thought it could have been a full-length movie. Congratulations to our winner today, Gail Marshall, who knew the right answer. The name of the high school that Richie, Potsy, and Ralph attended was Jefferson High School. And later, a high school that Fonzie worked at as Dean of Boys. I think he might have started out as the shop teacher. And then Fonzie, he quickly graduated there to mentoring the boys at Jefferson High School in Milwaukee. A fun show. I loved that show for a number of years. And then, of course, it went on. It's one of those that probably hung around longer than it should have, but it always was a rating success, that's for sure, debuting this very night in 1974. And for those of us that were there, remember that the Cunninghams had a third child, Chuck, who somewhere along the line vanished, and they never mentioned him again. So he must have been like an outcast from the family. And when it debuted, Fonzie was just kind of this, he was like a mysterious character that they feared. He wasn't one of the stars of the show. It was just kind of one of these guys that, okay, stay away from him. It was kind of a bit part for him, and certainly he grew into that. Henry Winkler became the star of the show, and toward the end, he was the star, as Ron Howard and some of the others had kind of graduated and moved away. Even Joni and Chachi had their own show, but Joni and Chachi still kind of remained in that cast. And the very final episode of Happy Days featured Joni and Chachi getting married. There you go. So Jefferson, the right answer. One of those high schools. I don't know why I remember that, but I do remember it well. And remember that Westdale was the high school for the Brady Bunch kids, too, in case you were worried and wondering about that today.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Boscobel and Muscadet clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it. We've got you. Always.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
100.9 WRCO.
shoes and acting like I got nothing to lose. With dust in my pockets, I can't even afford a wallet to hold this here picture of you. I'm a shadow between the streetlights. I don't live lost souls in plain sight. Well, if I had $2 to hold, would it feel like a pot of gold? Or ease my mind just for tonight. Well, maybe I'll never leave this place. I'll bum one more cigarette, think about your grace, until I find the right word to say. Well, I walk and hold another day. Does time really move that fast? I've watched concrete turn into grass. And I used to be a dreamer way before I lost her. Now I watch my dreams walk on past. Maybe I'll never leave this place. I'll bum one more cigarette, think about your grace, until I find the right word to say. I walk and hold another day.
Flores on WRCO Radio. Happy trails time. Next to the news and our morning show. Thanks for joining us.
In my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side of the sun. Don't even wanna be there, girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. You're the only girl. took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you.